Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over a chart that I think is going to completely blow your mind. My good buddy Joseph Wang, Fed guy on Twitter, just sent tweeted it last night. And there's some commentary in there with the replies from some incredible minds like Luke Groman, Peter Bukvar. And it illustrates what's happening right now, or what will most likely happen moving into 2023. Based on Michael Burry's bullwhip effect. We've been talking about that a lot on this channel and the George Gammon channel. So let's get right over to this tweet from my good buddy Joseph Wang, and let's think through this, because I think it'll significantly impact the unemployment rate, which will have huge ramifications for the overall economy. And let's go ahead and zoom in on this chart. So the green line is the workforce ages 16 to 24. The yellow line is the workforce ages 25 to 54, and then purple 55 plus. And what this shows us is the increase in wages over the past 12 months. So the trailing 12 months, you know, what have wages done for each specific demographic? And we've got and what Joseph is pointing out is just the unbelievable discrepancy between the 16 to 24 age group and the 55 plus. So we talk about inflation not keeping up with wages not keeping up with the rate of inflation. And that, I would argue, that's true even for this 16 to 24 year old group. But think about how dramatically worse it is for the 55 plus and the 25 to 55, or the overall represented by this blue line. Their wages over the past year have only gone up by 6%. And look at this, the wages, yeah, for 55 plus only up 4%, when sure the CPI is running at, call it 7.78, but we know darn well, more realistically, that's probably 15. And then if you just calculate the things that people buy daily, it's probably at 20, 25%. So just the older age group is just getting crushed by inflation. But I want to look at this through the lens of the bullwhip effect. The first thing that came to my mind when I saw this chart is, well, the reason is because there's so much demand for these low-paying jobs, and these jobs that just went on a hiring spree, or these employers that just went on a hiring spree due to the sugar rush that we saw in 2021 and 2020 as a result of government intervention. And so what businesses went on a hiring spree? Well, you had the local restaurants, you had Amazon, you had all of these retailers that thought this demand that they're seeing is just going to carry on from here to infinity and beyond. And what they didn't understand, and what you guys know as Rebel Capitalists, is that's not the case. That demand was only temporary. So, you know, a lot of the older folks, you know, they weren't working in these low paying jobs, these restaurant, you know, bartender, waitress, working at Abercrombie and Fitch or something like that. They didn't really gravitate towards those types of jobs. They had jobs that were a little bit more high paying and kind of different skill set. So what I would argue is that when we see these companies start to pull back and not only stop their hiring, but start their firing and their layoffs, which is what we've seen with Target, with Amazon, and a lot of these tech companies. But I think you'll see that bleed through pretty much every business in the real economy, or most businesses, or most industries in the real economy. It's going to hit this 16 to 24 year old age group really hard. And, you know, now this starts to make a lot of sense as to why those terms are trending on Reddit. We discussed that the other day, how this, you know, I'm not being paid enough, quiet quitting, all of these things where I'm not going to work hard because my employer's not. I mean, they can have this type of attitude, or they can just decide not to work because demand for their labor has increased so much. And I would argue their expenses have just plummeted. Most of these people probably living at home, and they're not having to pay their student loan debt. And you know, maybe they had rent. They didn't live at home. They haven't had to pay their rent for some period of time. They had a forbearance there. And then when you combined the stimmy checks with the wage increases and the reduction in their overall expenses, I mean, is it any surprise that they're becoming the generation lazy? And, you know, obviously, I'm painting with a broad brush there, but I think at least if Reddit is any indicator, this is exactly what we're seeing. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. But Generation Lazy, I think, will have no other choice but to go back to Generation Desperate and Generation just trying to find any job they can, and back to understanding the value or the reason for having to get out there and work your tail off. Because this line, this green line here, you know, they're 13%, for heaven's sakes. Their wages have gone up just over the past, call it trailing 12 months or so, going back to October. So from October of 2022 and the 12 months prior, this is going to go down. So this goes down, unemployment rate skyrockets. You're probably going to see these flatline significantly, but or you're going to see these flatline, but you're going to see this come down significantly because these jobs are not only no longer in demand, but they're actually on net balance. We're seeing layoffs, and I'm talking about what will in my this is kind of my base case for 2023. And my good friend Peter Buchvar kind of hit the nail on the head here. And, you know, Luke was talking about this, how his kids are just doing DoorDash and they just do 20, 30 bucks an hour whenever they want. Now, I would, and this guy points it out, this Austin Schmidt person, my first thought here when I read this is, yeah, but DoorDash, they're on the chopping block, for heaven's sakes. They're just like Uber. I mean, this is one of those companies that doesn't make any money. And they just, you know, the shareholders subsidize the customers. And so that's not going to, that most likely won't be there forever unless they somehow magically figure out a way to make money. So then what happens to Luke's kids? Well, then they've got to go back and look for a real job. Now, instead of working DoorDash, they're going to have to find a local construction company, which most likely isn't going to be constructing anything because we're in a recession. So you know, where do they go? Maybe Walmart, maybe they can work at Target, something like that. Maybe the local cell phone company, but they'll actually have to get a job. And I most likely won't be making $20 to $30 an hour. And then I think Peter hits the nail on the head here. He says, also squares with the theme that labor shortages are all taking place in jobs where physical bodies are needed. Hotels, restaurants, healthcare, truck drivers. And that's not for the white collar jobs where, you know, most of these older folks would be located. So, you know, hotels, I think that's going to, we could see some struggles there. I think the biggest player here would be retail, hotels, and restaurants. Healthcare, that's probably going to be pretty stable. And then truck drivers, I would assume there's still quite a significant demand there. But I don't know that a lot of the younger kids, the 17 to 24, are going into healthcare or truck driving. I think most of them would be doing the gig economy like Luke's kids, or they're working in hotels, restaurants, Abercrombie and Fitch, or, you know, Gap or whatever the clothing store is, just working kind of the stereotypical mall job. So bullwhip effect comes through. Those employers that have provided all these jobs for the kids, which resulted in wage increases, now go to net firing. Therefore, the wages start coming down as far as the increases, but yet we still have a significant degree of inflation that would increase the impact of negative real wage growth, which is what we've seen over the past, call it year, 2 years. And this is going to hurt the lower demographic, the lower age demographic, So on the way up, they had an outsized benefit. On the way down, I think they're going to have an outsized cost, if that makes sense. And I think it's going to be a rude awakening, and it's going to definitely affect aggregate demand, which could contribute or might be one of the main reasons we start seeing the recession narrative start to change with the Fed. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.